When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
At the dawn of the 21st century, Michael Flatley, the Lord of the Dance, created a beautiful film of incalculable cultural value, an action-packed remake of the old classic Casablanca for a modern age. For reasons unconfirmed, this film has been hidden from the public, but by searching through Michael Flatley's attic, amongst the shards of a shattered snow globe and the burnt remains of a childhood sled inscribed with the word Blackbird, we found enough of the script to deliver you the masterpiece as it was originally intended. This is the Bootsy Boys' Michael Flatley's Blackbird.
Looking for something worth dying for?
Dancing hot sex man, adventure romance. He will kick several Nazis and get in your pants. He's got two guns, looks young for his age. He's the fucking Blackbird!
Previously on the Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird. The Nazis have invaded Mick's bar.
Well, shit a brick, Mick. It's the Nazi alarm.
Nazi!
Okay, General Meyerkoff, time for a chat.
Let's kick it.
Well, Isla, don't say I never got you fireworks.
And Mick's bar was destroyed.
My precious bar! Dead! My beautiful Sam! Ruined!
Those orphans!
Yeah, the orphans! Forgot about the... My jacket! I left my jacket in there!
I must insist, I am not. I'm blasted Nazi! Ooh, bratwurst!
We'll head north alone then. See you around, Mick.
Now Mick and Isla go their separate ways. Can Isla and Laszlo evade the Nazis? Can Mick come back from this devastating blow? Find out right now!
We find Isla and Laszlo sneaking around the dark, moody side streets of Casablanca. They tiptoe around until Isla stops Laszlo by placing a hand on his heaving, effeminate bosom.
Laszlo, do you hear that? Nazi. Sounds like Nazis.
Quickly, this way!
Laszlo leads Isla down an even sidier side street, where they stumble across a conveniently placed German-made car of the people. Laszlo hops in without hesitation.
Laszlo, wait! It's a trap!
How could it be a trap? It's so convenient, and so attractive, despite the obvious historical associations.
But Laszlo, look, there's a tow cable running from the car over to that Nazi tank with two Nazis smoking next to it.
What tank? I don't see any Nazi tank.
Hey, Laszlo! Laszlo! Over here by the panzer tank!
Is that Isla? She's so pretty.
Yeah. Hi, Isla. I'm Klaus.
Fuck off, Klaus! Oh, mein throat. My throat.
Laszlo, it's clearly a trap. Use your eyes and your brain, not whatever bit of you that all of the cowardice comes from.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not a trap. Get in.
What?
Get in. It's not a trap.
But
it's not a trap. Get in. Get in. It's not a trap.
I am not getting...
It's just...
I will stab you in the neck.
I must tell you, it is not a trap. Get in the car. It is the automobile.
The door is locked. We're trapped.
Oh no, it was indeed a trap. We should have not gotten in.
Why did I ever listen to you?
Repetition, Isla. That and my mustache, which I have been told is...
It isn't. Where's Blackbird? When you need him.
We find Mick at the gym, releasing some of his beautiful frustration by way of topless boxing practice.
Oh, I've hit rock bottom.
Oh, you sure did hit me, Mickey. And you socked me right in the kisser. I lost a tooth there, Mickey, a front one. I'm a grown man. They don't come back.
Sorry, Rock. Didn't see you there, right in front of me, being my boxing coach. My boxing coach, named Rock Bottom.
Ah, you're all right. You don't train topless fighters as long as I have without taking a couple of... Ah, my fucking nose, Mickey, Jesus. Ah, it's bleeding, Mickey.
I'm sorry. My hand slipped into your face.
Hey, something the matter, Mickey? Ain't much I seen could get under the skin of a prized topless fighter like you.
I guess I've just been wondering lately if there's anything out there worth dying for.
I'm sure you'll die over something worthwhile really soon, Mickey. Whoa, Jesus, my fucking window, Mickey! Jesus, what is a Boyd? It's some kind of a black-looking Boyd, Mickey. What do you call that, Mickey? Mickey, that black-looking Boyd over there.
A blackbird.
Oh.
The bird I was named after, centuries ago. Oh, noble and erotic blackbird, grant me your strength and wisdom.
I don't know, Mickey. How's a bird supposed to grant you... It was at that moment the blackbird bestowed its essence, a pure distillation of blackbird energy.
Jesus, Mickey! This boy is just shitting everywhere, Mickey! It's shit... He's got birdery... Bird dire... He's got birdery or something!
Mick then began the ancient ritual of absorbing its power.
No, Jesus, Mickey, don't! No, don't roll around in it! No, it's probably got salmonella, some sick shit!
It's a beautiful ritual, rich in mysticism, where the realms of man and beast converge.
Jesus, Mickey, for God's sake and all that's holy, don't eat it! Don't eat the boy shit, Mickey! Jesus! What does it taste like?
Now I know what I must do. Time to end this Nazi terror and save the girl. All in a day's work for me, the hero.
That crazy asshole had two guns in his shorts.
Meanwhile, Isla and Laszlo sit in the car as it's towed away by the tank.
Oh my God, Laszlo, look!
Is that Mick? Topless? With two shiny guns? How did he even find us? Not that I'm disappointed he did or anything. Oh, yay, we're saved. Phew, thank you, Mick. That was definitely the outcome I wanted.
Mick, you just drop-kicked a panzer tank and ripped the door off the well-made German automobile. How did you do that?
I ate bird shit and it gave me superhuman knowledge and strength. No time to explain.
Camels? Where are we going?
Quickly, to the desert. We haven't much time.
For what?
It's how I prepare for a role. I've decided to be in this little musical of yours.
Oh, Mick!
Oh, Isla.
Laszlo?
Next time on the Bootsy Boys, Michael Flatley's Blackbird.
Who'd have thought the desert would be so hot?
Mick and those other people find an ancient monastery in the desert, but all is not as it seems.
That isn't wine.
I don't want to die.
These aren't monks.
Tune in next time for more of the sexy, exciting adventures of Blackbird.
Hey everyone, it's Richard from the Bootsy Boys here. Just wanted to tell you about a new comedy show that I think fans of Blackbird may enjoy. It's called Phoning It In, and it's an improvised phone-in show hosted by Dave Coffey and featuring some of the funniest comedians and improvisers in the country. Each week, the comedians have no idea what they're calling in to complain about until the host introduces them live on air, and the results are very funny. Think Joe Duffy, but funnier, I guess. New episodes coming out on Headstuff, so check them out. I'll certainly be tuning in. I think it's great.
Phoning It In is back. Hello, my name is Dave Coffey, and I'm the host of Phoning It In, the hilarious improvised phone-in show. Think Joe Duffy meets your favourite Irish comedians. Our first episode back is already out and features the Young Hot Guys, Tony Cantwell, Shane Dan Byrne and Killian Sunderman. This season we'll also have lots of bonus material available on Headstuff Plus, including new improv-style games with all your favourite guests. Phoning It In is available every fortnight wherever you get your podcasts and on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Thanks for listening.
The Bootsy Boys' Michael Flatley's Blackbird is a Headstuff production presented by Mob Theatre Dublin. The show was written by the Bootsy Boys, directed by Mikey Fleming, edited by Michael Sullivan, and performed by Edwin Salmon and Finbar Doyle, featuring the Bootsy Boys. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at the Bootsy Boys. If you'd like to support our podcast endeavours and access bonus content, consider becoming a member of Headstuff Plus at headstuffpodcasts.com. And if you like the podcast, share it with a friend that you think would like it, you know, because that's what friends do.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.